If you don't come to Ishpeming the next couple days, there's something wrong with you. There's something for everybody. Festival of Treasures, we close down all of Main Street and Pearl Street. We have all sorts of stuff for kids, for adults. There are all sorts of crafts and bargains, and all of our merchants have their wares outside their stores. They have big sales on stuff. We've got tons of stuff for kids. We've got a group of Ishpeming Business Association people that keep dreaming up more stuff for kids. And this really got me. Here we are in the high-tech age. The most popular thing we had last year, we got it again this year, is you take a big, like, swimming pool, small wading pool kind of thing, fill it full of sawdust, which our friends from Bell Forest Products give us their extra sawdust. We take the extra sawdust and we throw money. We put coins in the sawdust, and the kids have 2 or 3 minutes to go in and get all the coins they can get.
What an idea. I've never heard of that before.
That was so popular last year. We figured we can't do anything that's going to surpass this. Well, we found something.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. We went up to Republic and borrowed a thing. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life. You throw softballs at a little target.
Okay.
And above, there's like a colander or a sieve hanging out over a chair. If you want to put a kid in a chair or something.
Sure.
And there's a water balloon in it. And if you hit the target with a softball, it makes this little spike go into the balloon and drenches the kid. This is a hoot.
This is like, you know, sort of the dunk tank, but not. No tank. I like
exactly.
That.
It looks, you're looking at it, it looks like a guillotine. You're saying, what are we going to do with these kids? But it's absolutely fantastic. That's going to be the new one this year. And this low tech, that's why I say all this Norman Rockwell stuff.
Yeah.
You can't get any more low tech than our stuff.
Low
but
tech.
People love it.
Well, yep. This is all the Festival of Treasures. It's sort of the kind of one of the kickoffs to 4th of July celebrations, summer celebrations. You've got a concert series we'll talk about in a little bit. You're starting off. But, you know, you've got entertainment. You got musical entertainment. I know, according here, you got chainsaw carving, crafters, retail sales. I was there last year, and you've just got rows upon rows of things to check out.
Oh, there's just something for everyone. Food. We had people coming from Iron Mountain so they could get Croatian chicken. Well, I've never had Croatian chicken. It's phenomenal. You can't get it any other place.
Yep.
The poor Croatian chicken people, well, I don't feel sorry for them because they weren't poor after us. They came down, they sold out of chicken. They had to go out and get more chickens. You've got all these chickens on barbecue, and it's really to die for. It's a completely different taste. Absolutely wonderful. So you got that. We've got, coupled up with this, we've got the Texaco Country Showdown, which you guys are putting on for us, which is wonderful. You get some, do we have some talent in Ishpeming? Well, everybody knows the talent with Wednesday Night Music Club and that. We have some excellent, excellent musicians, world-class people from all over the place. So we've got that. Added this year, there's a bike auction. The police collect bikes.
Sure, yep.
2 years ago was the last bike auction, so they've got quite a few bikes. I bought two bikes 2 years ago, and we use them all the time. And
these are the unclaimed bikes that are, you know, when they're just they're picked up by police or public works or something, they just put them in storage, and now they auction them off.
That's right. And Butch Patient comes in and does it for us gratis. You know, everybody gets into the act here. So you're starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, we open up. Then we've got the bike auction's going to be at 1 o'clock. There's continuous music from 11 o'clock on till 6 with the showdown from 2 to 4.
There is 2 to 4, okay.
2 to 4, I believe. Okay, so you've got all of that. Then the street remains closed off after the music until 6. The street on the end towards Hematite stays closed off, and the Congress and the TP have that street blocked off.
Okay.
The Blue Notes play at 7:30.
And
they traditionally march through the Congress. That's a sight to, sight to behold. So all that happens. That gets us through the 3rd.